Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Hamaniach Peros Lios Mafresh Aleihem Truma Umaisros. One who sets aside fruits in a special place, so that in the future, when he is ready to separate the Truma Umaisar from his field, he doesn't have to separate from his field, but rather he could say, those fruits that I separated, they should be the Truma and the Umaisar for this field. So Hamaniach Peros Lios Mafresh Aleihem Truma Umaisros. One who sets aside fruits in order to separate Trumas and Maestros, or Ma'os Lios Mafresh Aleihem Ma'asar Sheni, one who sets aside money so that in the future when he has Ma'asar Sheni, he could just say that the Ma'asar Sheni is the Kedushas Ma'asar Sheni is now on this money, and then later he'll bring the money to Yerushalayim. So Mafresh Aleihem Becheska Shein Kayamim. He can assume that these fruits, even though they're in a place that he doesn't, that he can't see right now, or the money is in a place that he can't see right now, he can still separate the Truma Maaser on the field, assuming that that the fruits and the money is still around. Im Avdu, if he discovers that he actually lost the fruits or lost the money, so then Hareza Choshesh Me'es Leis, he has to worry, he has to be afraid that the money or the fruit was gone me'es leis from 24-hour period. So if he sees it from the time that he sees it, he has to assume that anything he separated from that point and 24 hours ago was not a valid separation of Truma Maaser, and he has to go and separate it again. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'shlosha prakim botkenes hayayin." There are three times that one has to go and check wine, meaning if he had wine separated already from before, in order so that when the time comes, he can just say that would be the truma. So there are three times that you have to check for this wine to make sure that it did not spoil. Because if it spoils, then you cannot separate, you cannot use it as truma. So b'kadim shel motzei achag, with the east wind that blows after Sukkos, b'uvahutza asmadar, when the blossoms fall off of the tree, b'shas knisas hamayim b'bosar, and when the small fruits already start accumulating liquid inside of them. And the reasoning behind this is that all three of these times is a time where wine is likely to become vinegar, so therefore you have to go out and check to make sure that this wine did not become vinegar. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Hashaleach get le'ishto. If someone sends a get to his wife through a shliach, v'higia ba'shliach, and then he meets the shliach when the shliach is on his way to give the get, osha shalach acharav shliach va'omer lo, or if the husband, after sending a first shliach, sends a subsequent shliach and tells him, get shenasati lach batelhu, the get that I gave you to give my wife is batel, so then hariza batel. We assume that the husband had a full intention of being mevatel, of annulling this get, and since the get was not yet given, so the husband is allowed to do that. Kadam etel ishto, if the husband gets to his wife before the shliach, o sheshalach etzla shliach, or if he sends a shliach to her, va'amar la, and tells her, get sheshalachti lich batalhu, this get that I sent to you, that didn't reach you yet, is batal, is null, and void, hareza batal. So then, that is also another way of invalidating the get that will subsequently reach her hands. But if the husband decides that after giving the get, he does not want this get to be valid, he is no longer able to be mevatel the get, because since once the get is given, it is a valid get. And even if we see the husband running towards his wife in protest while the get is being given, since he did not get there before the get was given, so the get is valid.